This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Have you ever had an unhappy experience of going to the sacrament of confession? I have. I can remember very well two occasions when I left the confessional feeling worse than I did when I went in. The priest made it seem like I did the worst sin in the entire world, and it was lucky that God was going to forgive me. In the readings today, we heard a lot about kindness and mercy and forgiveness, in a sense of God's love. To me, my job as a priest is simple: to be a reflection of God's love through kindness, mercy, and forgiveness. A little commercial here. So, every week you see the priests coming out of the sacristy dressed, wearing all these garments. But these garments relate to the homily for me, because what the priest is wearing signifies so much of his vocation. So the white garment, called the alb, that the priest wears remembers his baptism, when he was given a white garment and cleansed of his sins. The stole, which is underneath the chasuble, signifies his priesthood, the calling that God has put in his vocation from his baptism. And the big, oversized, huge thing here, the chasuble, is to signify God's love. And so when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," the love that this chasuble represents goes from the priest to you. This is the type of love that I feel that we are hearing about today in the readings, this sense of kindness and forgiveness and mercy. And I have the grace, and I would say the privilege, of doing this each time that I enter the confessional. During the sacrament of confession, my job is simple and is singular. It is to reflect to you God's kindness, God's mercy, and God's love. I have a task for you. If you ever come to the sacrament of confession and I am not kind, merciful, or loving, you may ask me to leave. Got it? Got it. Okay. Now, the priest is not there to judge. That's God's job. Is not there to solve your problems. That's God's job. I'm not even there to tell you what you should do with your life. That's God's job. My job, besides reflecting his love and his kindness and his mercy and forgiveness, is to share with you my own experience. And that experience may work for you or not, and that's okay. But you have the right, every time you come to the sacrament of confession, to receive God's love, his kindness, his mercy, and his forgiveness. No matter what you have done, no matter how many times you've done it, no matter how many times you've gone back to the same priest, his job is to give you God's love, his mercy, his kindness, and his forgiveness. Now, at the time of Jesus, rabbis used to teach that the duty of someone to forgive was to do it three times. So when Peter goes to Jesus and says, "How about seven times?" he thought he was actually like being even merciful, because, you know, seven is more than three. But Jesus says 77 times. That is a lot of times. And Jesus is indicating that this is not enough just for members of his community. There is no limit to the number of times we are called to forgive. There is no limit to the number of times that a priest is called to give one of the faithful forgiveness. But yet, it is also challenged to us. There's no limit to the number of times that we are to forgive one another. All of us are called to be a reflection of God's love in the world through kindness and mercy and forgiveness. Whether you are single or married, young or old, rich or poor, happy or sad, justified or unjustified in your anger, we are all called to reflect God's love through kindness and mercy and forgiveness. And there is no limit to the number of times we are called to reflect God's love and kindness and mercy in the world, even to those who offend us. Now, I want to make something clear here. If you are being physically, emotionally, sexually abused by anyone, it is not right. And you should leave the presence of that person and get the help that you need. Yes, we are called to forgive people, even those that abuse us and hurt us. But we are not called to live and suffer in abuse forever. Does that make sense? Okay, I just want to make that clear. And I realize, though, that forgiving is difficult. It is not easy. Sometimes I'm afraid of letting go of how others have hurt me. I feel protected, like I want to hold on to that anger. As we heard today in the first reading, the sinner hugs them tight. But you and I don't have to hold on to that anger forever. We don't have to hold on to that anger anymore. Through God's help, we can let go of anger and forgive those who hurt us. And you know what? This takes time. Letting go and forgiveness is not easy. The phrase is true. Healing takes time. As we journey through this week, my hope is that you and I may be reflections of God's love through kindness and mercy and forgiveness for those we encounter in our houses, in our workplaces, in school, in our parish. It is a tall order, I know, but it's worth it. I began this homily saying, have you ever had an unhappy experience of going to the sacrament of confession? Well, I have some news to share with you. The only way to have a happy experience of the sacrament of confession when you had an unhappy one is to go to confession again, to try it again. Similarly, if someone in your family or any of your friends have had an unhappy experience of coming to church or coming to Mass, the only way to have a good experience is to try to come again. So maybe invite someone to come to Mass or invite them to come on October 1st. After my unhappy experiences of confession, I went to the sacrament again. And I have experienced God's love through the kindness, the mercy, the forgiveness of a kind and gentle and holy priest. My prayer is that you will experience that same love and kindness and mercy and forgiveness the next time you go to confession. And it doesn't have to be to me. It doesn't have to be to Father Jude. It could be to anyone, but may you feel that welcomeness, because I have to tell you, it is worth it.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.